morning, witches. This is the Witch Daily Show with host Tanya Brown. We are coming to you from New Orleans, Louisiana, to offer you a bite-sized bit of magic. Our 20-minute-ish episodes are the perfect start to your day. So sit back, relax, and enjoy your pop of magic.
Good morning. It is April 5th, 2021. It is Monday. I am Tanya, and this is the Witch Daily Show. Today's episode is brought to you by La Petite Mort by Olivie Blake. So, let's get your day going with a little magic. This week's episodes were written and recorded the weekend of April 3rd. So, our quote of the day is, "Develop a passion for learning. If you do, you will never cease to grow," by Anthony D'Angelo. So this week, I thought we could do something a little fun and different with our tea segment. I thought it'd be really cool if we found different ways to use tea, apart from just the regular drinking of it. Something I've been doing this week, which has been a lot of fun, is I've been cold brewing my teas in oat milk, or I guess you can use whichever milk you prefer. I prefer oat milk. But what I've been doing is I have a little jar, and I've been putting about a teaspoon, or maybe 2 teaspoons, into the jar of tea, and then filling it with oat milk and letting it steep in the fridge overnight. And oh my gosh, it is a blast. So far, I've done it with last season's orange besom, because it's like a chocolate orange. So having that chocolate orange milk is really good. I think we still have some orange besom left on the website. So if you want to grab that, check it out. It is on sale. I also did it with Flower Moon, our Earl Grey that's out right now for this season. And that was lovely. And I can't wait. My next experiment, I'm going to try it with Seance from last Halloween. So, yeah, it's really fun. So it kind of inspired me to be like, okay, what else can we do with this tea besides drink it? So I pulled up a really fun list. This is from Better Homes and Gardens, and it's surprising things to do with tea. So, yeah, I'm really excited. So let's go through this. One, you can make chocolate bark. Jaw-dropping homemade candy is as easy as 1-2 tea. Just melt a blend of bittersweet and semi-sweet chocolate. Sprinkle sea salt and herbal tea leaves. Then allow the dessert to harden into luxurious chocolate bars. I never would have thought to do that. So that's a really fun one. Let's see what else. You can flavor jam or jelly. Jam or jelly without jasmine? Absurd. Once you blend herbal tea with a beloved breakfast condiment, you'll wonder why other jelly flavors even exist. So we'll do some more over the next week. But yeah, just more fun ways to use tea. I kind of love the idea of the bark. Like, that's really fun. I'm gonna have to think of, other ways you can do that. Especially with, like, our herbal teas that are really, really, like, dried fruit forward. So like Yuletide from last year would probably be really, really great on top of bark. So yeah, it's just fun to think of fun ways to do it. I'm really obsessed with my oat milk thing. So yeah, the more I experiment with that, I will let you guys know. All right, so moving on to some headlines. This is from the Las Vegas Review Journal. A transient who had been arrested or cited with at least 40 times in the Las Vegas Valley in the last 8 years is now charged with first-degree arson after police say he started a fire at a northeast, it doesn't say. It breaks up. Hang on. Give me 1 second, you guys. Okay, I found it. They had a paywall on the article, which... No. Okay, let's try this again. Basically, The man, he started a fire at the Northeast Valley department store while claiming to practice witchcraft. Bruno was arrested Sunday after a fire broke out at a Kohl's. Las Vegas police said in an arrest report that police and Clark County firefighters were called to the store at 8:30 p.m. for a blaze in a trash can compactor connected to the store. There were customers and employees in the store at the time. The store employee said that the person who started the fire had been seen walking away from the scene in the direction of a nearby pedestrian bridge. Police said an officer and the employee headed that way, then found the man at a small camp. The store employee identified him. Basically, the man had lit a notebook on fire to draw a flame from the notebook in order to practice witchcraft. So, even though this is obviously a case of just kind of, you know, crazy day in the world gone awry, I liked it because I thought it was a really good example of all of our flammable failures. So, we can add that to the bucket. Don't practice witchcraft in department stores. All right, witches, I'm going to throw this over to our moon correspondent, and then after this break, we will talk more.
Hello to all of my astro gods and goddesses. This is Serendipity, the Chicago astrologer, coming at you with your daily moon mantra for Monday, April 5th. The waning crescent moon leaps off of Capricorn's cliffs and takes flight in Aquarius. Here, the moon moves from a rock to a hard place as it leaves its conjunction with Pluto, only to find itself in Saturn's arms. The moon is on the Saturn side of the Saturn-Uranus square that dominates the skies this year. We are trying to break free of old patterns and embrace new ideas about what we can expect from this life. The conjunction with Pluto has us shedding old skin, and now we have the capability for a brand new outlook. Use that outlook to create some reform in your life. Take back some personal authority. You may be surprised at the new direction your life can take when you take back your power. Your daily moon mantra is, "No one can steal your joy from you but you." This has been your Daily Moon Mantra with Serendipity, the Chicago astrologer, signing off and reminding you that you are in charge of your own destiny.
There are a lot of misconceptions about love magic. Many people think love and their minds just gutter to romance and sex, but love is more than that, right? It's love for friends, family, lovers, self, your pets. I mean, love is life. It is about courage, healing, confidence. So from rituals, charms, recipes, and affirmations, Witch Ways 100 Love Spells brings you many ways to bring love into your life. The power of love is alive, diverse in practice and style, packed with practical magic for the novice and expert alike. This book offers a bit of magic for all the world's love witches. Attract love with spells, confidence, glamour, and passion. See your destiny with the power of divination. Conjure love potions and edible magic for your heart's content. Awaken and celebrate your sensuality. And then understand the ethics of love magic and free will. Witch Ways 100 Love Spells is a new book from Witch Way Magazine and its writers and contributors. It is out February 23rd, and it can be found on Amazon.com for pre-order and other places where you purchase books. All right, so we have a question from one of our listeners, Kristen. Kristen says, "Hello, I recently got the April issue of Witch Way magazine, which was all about covens. In terms of friends and family nearby, I'm pretty alone in my practice of witchcraft. I've never had others to meet with in person. My question is, how do you recommend finding a coven?" Okay, so, yes. The coven issue of Witch Way magazine is really, it's called the coven issue, but it's truly about community, maybe not a traditional coven. It's about finding community, finding connection. So keep in mind, a coven typically is a very traditional thing. Of course, you can shape it however you like, but there shouldn't be pressure to find one. I do believe it's important to find community, to find other people you can talk with and to practice with, because we all want to be understood on some level. And we all do that in different ways. We have friends who understand our job. We have friends who understand our religion. We have friends who understand our love for horror movies. Like, it's just important to find people to connect with in various ways, in my opinion. So there are a few different ways you can go about finding other witchy friends. Of course, you know, COVID permitting. So one way, if you're new to a town, always look for a UU church, a Universalist Unitarian church. Every UU church I've ever been to has had some connection to some witchy events, right? So that can be a really nice way. See if there's one in your area. Look at their website. See if they have a calendar of events. Maybe they have a monthly pagan or witchy meetup. And that's a great way to find people in your area. Two, Facebook events. Go onto Facebook, go to events, go to explore, click on the religious tab, sift through, and maybe you'll find like open circles or open witchy events. That's another great way. And then finally, I know it's not in person, but don't hesitate to find an online community, you know? At the end of the day, online relationships are just as real and valid as in-person relationships. It may not be as fun if you can't do a spell together or do a potluck together, or can't you? Hello, Skype, Zoom. So those are the ways I've always recommended going about looking for groups and looking for covens. And I hope that's helpful. But do remember that covens are typically more traditional. They do typically have structures, depending on your religious or non-religious witchcraft path. Basically, don't worry about the pressure of a coven. It's okay to just find friends who are witchy, who you can talk to. And then maybe eventually down the line, if you feel like you want to make those commitments to each other, then a coven could be like a nice option. But thank you so much for writing in, Kristen. I did get your other question, but I'm going to outsource it to somebody who is more knowledgeable. So I hopefully will get that back to you next week. All right, so we have a witch fail. This comes to us from a listener, Anna. Anna says, during the holiday season, I was making witch balls for my friends and myself for the upcoming year. For those who don't know, a witch ball is typically a plastic or glass ball. Think of like a big ornament filled with like ingredients anchored to some intention. So they're really great for the holidays because they look like ornaments. So you can go to the store, get those big plastic ornaments, fill them with stuff, tie them with a nice ribbon, hang them outside your door, and it's like a really nice little thing. So that's what, for those who don't know what a witch ball is. She says, I wanted to include cinnamon sticks and couldn't find them at the store. I finally found them in a large clear container and bought them. My husband thought they were candies and chewed on a cinnamon stick and spit it out. I laughed so hard, now I put kitchen witch supplies away in a separate cabinet. Oh my gosh, you thought the cinnamon sticks were candy? That's crazy. Well, I mean, they're still delicious. So he, you know what? They can be candy. I'm going to say he's not wrong. But that's really fun. Yeah, definitely. If you have some edible witch supplies that you don't want people eating, maybe label them as such or put them in a separate cabinet or whatever. Speaking of, I don't know why this reminded me of this. I had such a nice little outing Friday night, and basically a friend of mine messaged and she's like, hey, you want to go grab a drink at this hotel bar? And like, I'm like, okay, I love a hotel bar. So I was like, yeah, okay. And it's a place I'd never been, really close to where I live. So we went over there and it was the coolest thing, you guys. It was the most witchy, gothic, Victorian little place I'd ever seen. It had like very gothic furniture, red lights. There was a goat head like anchored to the wall. It was really cool. Anyways, that has nothing to do with anything. I just thought about it and wanted to share. So I'll probably add it to the New Orleans recommendations list on the group. All right, so we do have a little magic today. We're going to be talking about the magic of hyssop, the herb, the flower. This comes to us from the April 2021 issue of Witch Way magazine, and it was written by Tiana Sisla. So hyssop is one of those herbs you only see mentioned in specific communities, namely those influenced by hoodoo or those who have access to herbs of Southern American states. So a kind of Southern American folk magic. Hyssop is nonetheless valuable and deserves a treasured place among those who work with herbs in both mundane and magical ways. Hyssop is an evergreen and compact. It's a bushy perennial, surprisingly native to southern Europe and Asia, though it has been naturalized throughout North America. In modern day, it can be easily grown in pots. It is a member of the mint family, and its Latin name is Hyssopus officinalis. Why we try to say these Latin words, I do not know. It is known for its aromatic leaves and flowers. It has a sweet scent and a warm, bitter taste. In mundane spaces, it can be used sparingly as a spice for its unique flavor, or more commonly in beverages or folk medicine. Often used in teas, tinctures, liqueurs, and syrups, hyssop was often made into a strong tea and sweetened with honey to treat nose, throat, and lung conditions. It functions as a cough suppressant. It can help treat upper respiratory infections and aids in digestion. It is also sometimes applied externally to bruises. In more modern times, it has been used to flavor meats, salads, desserts, liqueurs like absinthe. So magically, hyssop has a long folkloric history in ancient Europe and is often hung in homes for protection. One can even find a line in the Bible that reads, "Purge me with hyssop and I shall be clean." Psalm 51. It is considered a holy herb and was used to consecrate and purify holy places for thousands of years. It may be used for cleansing, purification, healing, relieving depression, or hung in the home to clear any negative energy. Tiana says that she finds hyssop to be a lovely addition to healing and purifying bath teas and purification rituals for the home, and wonderfully fragrant to hang in the home for protection. It is also wonderful to use in syrup or honey infusion, which can be added to herbal teas for internal purification and healing. Although it is commonly used for thousands of years, it can be quite expensive to purchase if you don't grow it yourself, especially hyssop essential oils or infused oils. So, if you plan to use hyssop for any magical workings, it is invaluable for any kind of healing, protection, or purification, and she recommends growing it yourself to keep costs effective. Tiana Sisla lives in sunny Southern California, where she works as a writer and content strategist. In her spare time, she acts in indie films and watches too much TV, same. She's also the founder of the natural beauty and lifestyle Instagram, Green Beauty Glamours, co-founder of the Witchy Podcast, The Christian and the Witch, and founder of the Astrology Podcast and the Astrology Witch Podcast. All right, so we are wrapping up this episode of the Witch Daily Show. I do want to give some shout-outs. First, Lisa McGinnis. Lisa, you rule-breaking, graceful leprechaun. I also want to give a shout-out to listener Casey O. Casey, you rule-breaking, glowing vampire slayer. And then finally, Aaron Bullock. Aaron, you starry-eyed, insidious sunfish. Thank you three so much for being Patreon supporters. I really, really appreciate it. And we do have a card pull, and we're going to talk about a giveaway. So, real quick, our card pull today from the Dreamscape Oracle is the horn. So, the maiden holds a horn from a ram between her arms. Rays from the sun radiate behind her. Many cultures associate blowing from a ram's horn with many events and traditions throughout generations. The sound heralds the arrival of the new moon, of victory, and of significant change. For those who receive the call, there could be a new phase of their journey approaching. Perhaps an obstacle they have been facing will be conquered or surpassed. It brings a strong message. Do not ignore it. What will it advise you to do? So if you pull the horn card, its meaning is to rise to meet a challenge. Something new is on the horizon for you. All right, witches. So we do have a giveaway announcement. I am giving away a copy of Teen Magic, the new book by Fiona Horn. I ordered myself a copy and I ordered you guys a copy. So to enter, simply go to our website, go to our contact page, send us a question of the day, a witch fail, a little magic, or a follow-up, and you'll be entered to win. Or a witch win, whatever. And yeah, so I'll announce the winner next Monday. And that's all I've got for you guys today. Don't forget any books, decks, headlines, sources, or anything else we've referenced can be found in the podcast episode description. I hope you guys have a great day, and we will talk again tomorrow.
Witches, we hope that you have an amazing day filled with magic and inspiration. If you'd like to support the podcast, head on over to our Patreon. Need a support system? Find The Witch Daily Show on Facebook and our website, witchdailyshow.com.